Hello, Lovebots. Welcome back to a brand new episode of IFSA LC UGM podcast by International Forestry Student Association, local committee of Universitas Gadjah Mada. My name is Monica, and I'll be the host of this episode of ILOPOD. And I'm absolutely thrilled to be the host in today. And in this episode, we will bring up the theme that we called environmental changemaker between people and forest land change. That's kind of interesting topics, and we will talk about the acts by people towards environmental change with the integrated connection between human communities, also the changing state of the forest lands. And of course, I won't be discussing this by myself. I will introduce our guest today, and from Kak Aji, I welcome you to be our podcast.
Hello.
Yeah, Kak Aji is from Jeddah Iklim, Jogja, and it's a pleasure to me to have you to be our speaker today, and thank you for spending your precious time joining me in this podcast. So how's your day so far, Kak Aji?
That was great. Thank you for joining me, invite me to this podcast.
Okay, I see. It's been great for me too, and I hope you enjoyed this talk, and we're going to dive in very soon. But before we jump into the discussion, I want you to introduce yourself today. So maybe from your communities, or what's your activities currently today?
Okay. Hello, my name is Wahyu Aji. I'm one of the coordinators of Jeddah Untuk Iklim at the locals, especially in Yogyakarta. I'm concerned in climate and gender equality issues.
All right.
If you don't know about Jeddah Untuk Iklim, maybe you have heard about a climate strike that Greta's initiate in Sweden.
I know.
She is one of our initiators. So in several years after her climate strikes actions in Sweden, there are spread a massive actions by the youth, especially Jeddah Untuk Iklim in Indonesia.
All right. So the climate strike itself, I've heard about it before.
Yeah.
And it also, the Greta Thunberg initiate the what's called the Fridays for Future. Maybe you heard about it.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that happened every Friday in some months. Yeah. Okay, that's great for me to know too. Yeah, maybe we can go to the talk today. Thank you for the introduction, and yeah, so for the loopholes out there, put your headphone on and let's dive into the talk. Okay, as we know for each other after introducing our guests, and we can dig into the topic now. Before we talk into the core of discussion, it will be nice for the listener are able to understand the basic thing that we need to know about the forest itself. Maybe from you, Kak Aji, you can define what's forest for you. What is the forest for you?
Okay. It's very sensitive, yeah, if we talk about forest, because forest for me, especially for indigenous peoples that have stayed there for many decades, I think forest is a source of living, also source of cultures and knowledge, maybe not only the modern knowledge, but the ancient knowledge, local wisdom. There are a lot of things saved in our forest. And also, Indonesia forest is a very, very important thing to capture the carbon, because we know we have faced a climate crisis issue, and Antonio Guterres have said like a month, 2 months before, we have faced not only global warming, but now we are in global boiling.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I think forest is very important to save, to conservate. Yeah.
Okay, so Kak Aji already tell us about the forest has many impact for our life, and also unfortunately we know that we are not just in global warming, but into global boiling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
there is
sad
a
truth.
Changing of trends after Paris agreements. Before Paris agreement, we call it climate change, but we think our leaders of countries think that it's more urgent, so we have to call it with climate crisis. And then the last Antonio Guterres said that it is not only global warming, not only climate crisis, but it's in global boiling area.
Okay, yeah. For the lupus, this is something we must know that yeah it happened to global, so
yes.
Not just in Indonesia, also the abroad, that many country in this world. Okay, so thank you for your explanation for the forest, for you that maybe we can move to the next question.
Okay.
Yeah, still in this forest, more just like how important the forest itself may be, especially for you and for the human, for the human well-being. Maybe you can tell us.
Okay. Like I said before, especially maybe I will give you a special example. I've worked in Wadas, one of village that have a special forest also in around Purworejo, Jawa Tengah. Wadas is one of a special case that have many things inside of that forest, especially as the springs. They have like 27 springs there. And then the ancient cemetery, the ancient culturals and sociological traditionals society there. So I think if we talk about forest, it's not only a place, but it's a space of living, a space for interact each others for many years before. Like Wadas, we know it is one of the ancient villages in Jawa Tengah. Maybe if you know the timelines of Diponegoro War, Purworejo and Wadas is one of the villages that Diponegoro ever visited. So after Diponegoro visit there, he built their living, built a people living like that.
Okay, so Kak Aji itself already bring the example of how the forest was became our part of life since a long time ago, maybe since the Diponegoro War. Well,
yes.
Okay, that's something I just know right now. Okay. Wow. It's not just from the forest for to be maybe for our food or to build our economy, but also it's more like culture. It has some ancient cemetery maybe to become our culture, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the food banks. Of course, forest is the one of biggest forest banks. Before we know about the supermarket, department store, forest is the biggest and most ancient place to become a safe food banks in our life.
Yeah, since a long time.
Yeah.
I agree with that too. Okay, so yeah, if you already bring the example, I actually want to ask more, maybe from this case in Wadas. or maybe in some case maybe that you know is still Indonesia or maybe outside of Indonesia. Maybe for you, from the forest land change itself, that maybe I heard to in Wadas it's like the forest become to be the to more like mining, I think.
Yes,
I've heard about mining. That too. Okay. Maybe in this case it's into mining, but maybe in around Indonesia, maybe it can be for you, maybe you can
mention,
and for you it's a good or a bad thing for our life.
Okay. It's very difficult, but I will simplify.
Okay.
Like we experience in Indonesia, there are a lot of case of land use change of forests, and also there are a lot of conflicts there.
Oh.
Like we heard lately, Rempang, one of ancient area forests in Kepulauan Riau, Riau Island, yeah.
Riau Island.
They have been there since 1830 extra. Like, it's very, very long time ago. And then there are a lot of cultural knowledge there, especially the indigenous people of Melayu. And the other example, maybe we have heard about Kinipan in Kalimantan, one of the island in Indonesia that projected as a food estate programs, and sawit farms. Also, Tumpang Pitu in Jawa Timur, the one of forest that will be a gold mining for Antam corporations in Indonesia. And the others, infrastructures, not only minings, maybe we know
IKN, maybe?
IKN,
oh, yeah.
IKN in right. Kalimantan. We know it's been forest before we started the projects of IKN. And if we ask about how bad or how good it is, I think land use change of forests, it will be a good if with the note, if the locals agree with that, if the local is really need it, if the locals impact by the economics, impact by
the ecological
improvement, maybe if we wanna make it to be a tourism place like Toba or Komodo Island. We have to talk with the locals first. Do you need it? Do you want it? Or it will be good for you or not? If there is not a good impact, especially for the locals, I think it will be a not good or a bad things to do.
Okay.
And Indonesia is very, very large. They have very, very kind of forests with the like 3 million indigenous people inside the forest. We have three million people
in inside the forest itself.
Yeah,
not maybe just more modern, but it's just for that they live in the forest.
Yeah,
wow,
it's
that's a lot.
Yeah. It's not calculated with the villagers. If we add with the villagers, it will be a more amount.
More, diversity.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I can explain like that.
Okay, there's actually a lot that Kak Aji already tell us about, so how much about the maybe the example for some forest land change, that it's absolutely that the forest itself must have agreement to the local people, maybe for help their life become because there it can be separate, you know. They live from the forest and for forest too.
Maybe I will add something. There is a development bias of Indonesia. We have to ruin the GDP's idea too much, I think. And it's also said by many of activists that like we know, 60% of development of Indonesia is centered in central in Java Island.
Oh, okay.
And then we've too much put in industrial sectors, also extractive like minings and etc. So our activists and our thinkers of economies of progressive economist thinkers said I think that we have to change our mindset about development goals, our mindset about GDPs for the development countries, because it's very very I think it's not good impact for us.
Okay, that Kak Aji already mentioned about development bias there. Maybe from like the what's called the
government
and the government perspective with the local people perspective, it's a kind of difference. Any difference, like maybe they like more into to take the profit, like the local more like this is our land, and if they are maybe it kind of some change the it has a big risk maybe for the land itself and also the forest, maybe if they are have deforestation, maybe that will be kind of impacting the local people, the economy around them. Also, maybe it indirectly into the impact of climate change.
Yes, and unfortunately, the private sectors is not agreed with our scheme of loss and damage that state in COP. If they wanna build or change the land use of the forest, they have to put the others carbon sector in the other forest like that.
Okay,
so it's very complicated for private sector. So
that's right. Maybe from the development bias, it's from us as the forestry student, we also learn about the forest and forestry policy. So maybe sometimes it's like the overlap of the regulation that maybe from the private sector can claim for like the rempang itself, that it's more like into maybe you've heard agraris wet or domain verklaring, that they are into that point of view, but actually we are right now not into that regulation view. And that will be the conflict around there. And that maybe we need to know.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Okay, maybe this is some of the case that already happened in Indonesia. That's great to me and the Lupas out there to know, even from Lupas from Indonesia, also the outside Indonesia. and we can still have some like we already have some survey actually from the forestry students that from our International Forestry Student Association Local Committee, maybe it's around the ASEAN, also the outside of the ASEAN. Yeah, we call we have some reviews into the community service, and we will talk about it, and we will read some of the opinions. Yeah, maybe we can next. Okay, we have some opinion from Alexander from Malaysia, and from the communities out there, he said in Malaysia, one of the environmental services are more focused on protection of biodiversity from the Borneo rainforest. So it's not in the north of the Borneo.
Yeah.
Okay. And the ongoing plantation of the 100 million trees throughout the Sabah, in any place including urban schools or suburban and rural areas in which restoring the flora in Sabah. International university students and staff, government and non-government staff and volunteers took part in this service. The example may be the name of the, what's called? The
programs.
Yeah, the programs, that's right. The campaign penanaman. Maybe in English is 100 plantation of plantation campaign, next. He explained the community service and maybe it's more like the impact and the challenge. So I just mentioned it's positive and negative things. Maybe the impact itself is more like the positive things. It is the service has involved a big part of Malaysian, especially Sabah people, in having knowledge of the importance of biodiversity and forests for the benefit of generation. By taking part of the program, individuals can also gain allowance benefits in good amount that can help in their family monetary. Okay, so it helped the local people actually into the economy perspective, yes. So the one of the biggest challenge, it will be the effectiveness, It more become like the bias, but it's more like if a good impact or a bad impact, right? And the effectiveness of planting 100 millions would not be sufficient to excessive of the deforestation activities, then it still occurs, unfortunately, yes. And it's current problem for the country, especially in states that are the rich forest biodiversity, for instance Sabah and Sarawak.
Okay.
So like the Malaysia itself, it still like have some kesamaan.
same
like the forest type.
Yeah.
Like more tropical. Also the in the Borneo Island itself. But maybe we have some issue as deforestation. They also have these kind of issues. Okay, for the next maybe. The right now it's Thailand is still in our neighbor country, and she said, and I would like to give an example that in conservation areas that coordinate the IUCN policy, that we have allocated such a strict nature reserve, national parks and so on. We also have some botanical and arboretum garden to evaluate the value of recreation along the natural conservation. Services are such organizing land use, landscapes, and environmental value to increase economically and sustainably. From the forest itself, it's not just like we just know that we like growing trees, and all of them are trees. We also more like garden, so we can like compile it with
the agriculture
plants. Maybe next.
It's more like agricultural tourism business.
Yeah, that's right. It can be more like ecotourism.
Yeah.
Maybe the next, the challenge and some issues. that people have their crescent phase, yeah, the more concern of the natural gain sufficient. It's kind of more like the education for the local people to more like aware to the to the forest. Again, for the main issue is probably the corruption. The people that has influence role in the managing of and develop the system will able to command the minor workers or able to or able to deviate some responsibility back to the minor ones to gain only benefits and positive effects.
Mm-hmm.
So they like they recruit the underage workers, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the minor and they took a big benefits that maybe it's not ethical because they recruit the underage. For me, it's like, oh, why they should like go to school or go about to get some education, you know? Maybe that's unfortunately we have that it's happened on Thailand. Well, maybe for the next opinion from Taufik Sawa, it's no from Morocco. And from the community service, she said, and I believe the community service in my country is more focused on the part from the Department of Forestry or some non-government organization. They take as much as they can to provide the water needed and protect the wildlife. They fight against fires and misuse of natural resource. The service is such protect wildlife, ensure the sustainability of forest, environmental education, fight against wildfires, management and natural resource. So from like around the land itself, because we know that forest land is not just we just for growing trees. We also like we do some education, also maybe to protect from the wildfires.
Yeah.
And protect the wildlife inside of them. Maybe next from some challenges, still from Sawa, the people have grown to be more aware of how serious it is to take care of their environment to their own good. Okay, water policy issues is the issues. Yeah, especially the funding. The politics of the country don't prioritize the environmental issue, and they focus more on developing rather than sustaining and protecting what's there already. Okay, they mentioned that from the government, they should focus on the forest, also the maybe more like SDGs.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe for the next, we back to Thailand again. Maybe it's more opinion. We will read it. Thailand is a country rich in natural resources, which play an important role in supporting local lifestyles and driving economic growth. Forests, upstream source, marine environments, and the mineral resource important tools for supporting our manufacturing industry. Export and tourism industry of Thailand, and however the rapid economic development over the past decades often occurs from the use of these natural resources unsustainably. The economic priorities are often more important than conservation in many cases. However, Thailand faced environmental degradation in many regions, including the diversity loss, reduced wildlife population, deforestation, desertification, water shortage, climate change, and air and water pollution. Maybe you know, like in Thailand, it's more like maybe more like desertification. Maybe they have some desert, or I don't know.
Maybe
the pollution is pretty bad. That I've heard currently. Maybe the next for the challenges, the government has realized this is the good impact. The importance of the greenhouse gas emission reduction policy and to combat global warming or stepping into carbonization society or decarbonization. Currently, the I'm sorry. Currently, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment and the Ministry of Energy in the process of considering the conclusion of this goal. By setting such goal, we will contribute to reducing the risk of trade exclusion and increasing the opportunity to participate in the trade stage. Because the goal of reducing greenhouse gas emission may be used as trade condition, international condition, that tend to be more important than the free trade agreement or FTA. In the future, Thailand must use the opportunity to accelerate the development and application. You have talked about the carbon, and from Thailand, we have the carbon is the global issue that we must know, and we can like manage it to do the decarbonization itself. Okay, maybe next for the bad impact, actually the rapid economic growth. It actually has the rapid economic growth from the industry, trade, and investment, and affect their country's environmental situation, but they causing problems too. From the unsustainable resource use, including problem of degradation of natural resource. So like from between unsustainable and the natural resource, maybe it's more have a bad impact, like from the unsustainable research. Maybe you know about that, right? Whether there is a forest research, land, water, and coastal research, including like more severe pollution problems, both in pollution from air, noise, garbage, and sewage, which can cause health problems for the population living in the city, as well as toxic residues accumulated from the agricultural chemical, and all this serve from to the severity of environmental problems and the impact of the lives of people from communities both on the city and rural areas. Maybe we heard about any of our opinions from our forestry friends. You have something interesting to be commented. You have something to say. Okay.
The problems is almost same in Indonesia with Indonesians face, like the complex of law, and then. The corruptions, the managerials in Indonesia to take seriously in deforestation is not serious enough, I think, because like we experienced before, the special example is DKI Jakarta. We know there are a bad pollution there, and it is the important issue to come up in Indonesia, because Jakarta is our mother city, and it is the place for the center of everything, like business, economic, and etc. Our governments, especially KLHK, still denial that if the pollution is caused by our PLTU power plants, and especially Bu Siti Nurbaya said that it caused mostly by the motorcycle, by the pollution of the cars and the others transportation, the mass transportation. It's very, very different data with the private sectors like Greenpeace and Nafas ever searched before. It's not only come from the transportation, but is the most effect is come from the Peltau power plant. And Peltau power plant or not, and the impact of pollutions, the air pollution, the climate crisis is not buried by the area. It can spread to anywhere, like the pollutions come from the Banten and it can be felt until Bandung, until Cirebon
and Jakarta,
Bogor, mm-hmm. Jakarta also.
Okay. Oh, like the about the wildfire itself. It's already happened in Kalimantan and it's widespread into the our neighbor country actually.
Yes, like we experienced before the white forest of Sumatra, that the pollution which spreads until Singapore. Like, yeah, I think our government, our local governments have to collaborate each others and work together to solve these solutions, solve these problems. And also, they have to commit more seriously in managerials, no corruptions, no no again the destructive law like UU Cipta Kerja. It still be a contradictive law also if we talk about deforestation, we talk about land use change, because like we know in UU Cipta Kerja or Omnibus Law, said that we can use by business itself in this in certain area by 95 years. 95 years is so long, and
so long.
And especially in UU IKN, they say that private sector can invest or use the land for business for around 195 years.
Okay.
It's very, very...
Wow. Yeah, I've heard about it. Like, we learned it in our forest policy subject in our college. And yeah, maybe about the Omnibus Law, maybe for you didn't know about that, it's the new regulation by our government in this year actually.
Can you imagine how long we grow up a big tree?
That's right.
From the from the bibit, maybe from the seeds, until it grow
until
big,
it grow.
And grow into a become a forest. It's takes for a long time, like hundreds of years maybe.
Yeah, that's right. The tree is life itself, like it's not like the agricultural plants, it's just more like 3 months it already can be harvest. It's grow for already long, but it also have a good impact for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not as easy as that. If we talk about carbon replacement from the one forest to other forest.
I want to talk about the Omnibus Law itself. Yeah, it's like the regulation, it's like manage all of, not only for the forestry sector, also about the industry and maybe about the workers, how they manage.
Yeah.
And maybe it has some of the easiness for the private sector to do maybe some investment or to use the forest land, right? Okay, that maybe you more like have to be aware about these issues.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, about the carbon itself, maybe from you, that the carbon issue itself, it's already has been maybe developed by our government or not?
Mm, we have some of policy that have developed by our governments. The first example, maybe I want to mention about our NDC. Mm-hmm. We have updated from the 2050 to 2060. So it's backwards, yeah. Yeah, it's not so ambitious again because we take more times from the global net sinks for Indonesia from the 2050 to 2060, and then there are some of critics for the our public policy, especially that correlated with environmental issue like the carbon tradings. It's still problematic also in our country because of carbon trading is still can be controlled seriously by our government. There are a lot of corporations actors that mm-hmm. in our parliaments 50% plus is also corporation actors, and they works also in extractive industrial sector also. So it's very backlash issue for us if we talk about public policy for environmental issue. If we wanna reform our public policy environmental issue, we have to more independent in decide our public policy.
Okay.
In jeda untuk iklim, we have say to government that we have to make our independent like independent organization for climate issue, climate crisis issue. And it have to included by many kinds and equality people there, like the local indigenous people, and then the academics, youth, maybe women's and the others minority, also the practitioners and the others, not only the businessmen there.
Okay, so like Kaji already mentioned that forest, that the impact in many of our sector in our life, and also the carbon, actually this the current issue, the hot issue itself, like comparing the batubara power plant, which depend of the natural resource for the carbon sink, is actually like incomparable. So because the batubara is like a fossil, it's already have the carbon sink. It's like the carbon sink for already million years. So they have a lot of carbon sink that it may be if it's used, it will like more spreading our carbon emission.
Yes,
that is actually incomparable from our carbon sink that is just from trees. It's actually still incomparable itself.
Okay.
Like the carbon,
the emissions,
the net zero carbon itself. It's okay. Still unfortunately, but maybe back to the policy. Yeah, we must like have the regulation for this kind of issues, and then we must take an action for it. Yeah, from our maybe just from our students, from the scientists, also from all of the common people, we can like do the action for it, right?
Yeah, so it will be an important things faced in 2024 of public elections. We have to select more seriously the leaders that commit in environmental issue, and she or he have to be independent thinkers, I think, because if he or she is still a person that have not independent circle with the other corporations, especially for the for not good art corporation like Batubara, fossil foil, and then and okay. The others corporations, you know.
Okay. Maybe you mentioned another communities like their campaign for the fossil free itself.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard about that too. Okay. So maybe we already have a lot of knowledge from Kak Aji, and maybe I will just summarize some of our talk today, that we know the forest is important for our life, to be that's already become to part of life for a long time ago, and also that the development of our world has become to have some forest land change, and that can be a good or bad impact, but it's back to us, like from the government maybe, or for local people, we must like manage it to the forest can be have impact for us and the environment, or we will just take advantage for, but we will just get rid of it. Maybe, yeah, like from Kaji, that the action we can do the action by us, maybe just for this small community, and we make a campaign, or just take an action about spreading awareness like that.
Yeah.
That even like the small things, the small action for us can make a big difference, and we together can make a big difference for our action. That's great to know to any kind of that we talk about today, Kak Aji. And okay.
You're welcome.
So maybe that bring us to the end of the lightning journey through this podcast today, and I hope you enjoy our deep dive to this interesting topic as much as I have and Kak Aji. Okay, with that being said, unfortunately we have reached the end of today's podcast, but before we officially end of today's episode, I would like to know how was your feel of this talk today. How was your feel today, maybe after we talked about
the first any... it's good to know about this podcast. I hope it will be inspired activity, especially for the youths, because it's very inspirative and it's a good enough for to do.
Okay, I agree with you. It's good to spreading awareness to people, and we can make a difference for it. Okay, maybe thank you for the views, opinions, knowledge, also the passion we could these topics today, and also thank you so much for all the loopholes out there. Yeah. Our lovely listener who are still tuned in this podcast till the end. I'm truly glad and I'm able to be the host of this episode of iLoopod. I hope all of the loopholes out there, whether work, home, or on the road, enjoy this kind of episode in this year. I wish the listener can get new understanding and perspective about the existence of the forest lands, especially their role for the rest of the world. Stay connected with us for the more episodes that can inspire you to into the positive change. And once again, thank you and see you in another episode of iLoopod, the 8th episode of iLoopod that it's in the next year. This is Monica signing off for iLoopod 7, and see you in iLoopod 8 in 2024. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you. Thank you, Monica.
Okay,
See you,
thank you,
crew.
guys.